More than 100 communities across Wisconsin are building art centers. Madison's new Overture Center will be among the largest when it's completed. Figures based on 10 cities in Wisconsin estimate the arts industry produces 9,400 full-time jobs and adds $280 million to local economies. Ann Katz directs the Wisconsin Assembly for Local Arts. She says they're trying to counter the notion that arts cost money but don't generate any.
Schools, cities, counties, everybody, you know, the first thing to go is a frill like the arts. And our whole message, the whole message of the summit, is that the arts are not a frill, they're part of the solution.
But Carrie Vandell, a UW-Madison real estate professor, says the financial benefits of art to a community are only as good as the research, which to date has been fairly skimpy.
There is some out there. There's not a lot of it that's been done carefully where it's defensible from an academic standpoint.
Vandell says one exception may be the recent analysis by Richard Florida. He's a researcher at Carnegie Mellon who wrote a book entitled Rise of the Creative Class. And Vandell says there is solid evidence how the arts lure businesses that want a nice place for employees to live.
It's one important component in all of the quality of life studies that have been done. So it's clear that factors like that do have an influence in decision-making by executives, for example, as to whether they're going to expand an office or remain in an area and so forth.
Katz of the Assembly for Local Arts says even small investments by communities can reap big benefits. A keynote speaker at the Arts Summit described how other cities are creating cultural empowerment zones. Katz thinks Wisconsin is ripe for such a district.
Because we're talking about growing the economy, we're talking about enhancing education, and that means that we do things like bring the arts to business and bring business to the arts. So something like a cultural enterprise zone makes perfect sense.
Such zones provide tax incentives to developers who promote arts and urban renewal. They've been used in Maryland and New York. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.